I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We start today in Sudan, where 2025 was an especially hard year for Sudanese, especially Christians. On top of war, they faced persecution. Rafat Samir, General Secretary of the Sudan Evangelical Alliance and an open-door spokesman, says,
"Even myself and many Christians have been detained and sent to court many times as enemies against the state."
Militants on both sides of the war don't want Christians in the areas they control, so believers are often labeled as traitors, seen as allies of the other side. They're also frequently overlooked in aid distribution. And when Christians flee, they face anger from local communities.
"I always believe in what Jesus said. This, the gates of hell will not conquer the church. This is his church, and he preserves it."
Pray for the strength of Sudanese believers to endure the trials they face. And the challenges of our time are shaping a new generation of leaders. Patrick Anthony of FMI says that while many leaders are well prepared theologically,
there can be a lack of perhaps awareness that pastors, ministry leaders, are also called to get their hands kind of dirty.
Crises often demand practical help, not just pulpit ministry. FMI's partner in Indonesia adds,
"Currently, we need a leader who is somewhat different from the leaders of the past who tended to only specialize in certain fields."
Anthony points to Kenya, where many congregations can't afford to support pastors. So their local leaders freed churches from that burden. Pastors started businesses. And whatever works, they teach their congregations. Pray for FMI as they encourage and train leaders around the world. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Kramer.